Biden wants to ban presidential debate audiences. By Wendell Hasebo on May 15, 2024. President Joe Biden's campaign demanded a ban on audiences during the proposed presidential debates with former President Donald Trump. The demand appears to be designed to reduce the risk of any Biden protesters attending the event. Anti-Israel protesters often appear at Biden's public events. In a letter to the Commission on Presidential Debates, the Biden campaign said it was providing notice that it would not participate in commission debates. The campaign said Biden would only participate in network debates. The Trump campaign has yet to sign off on Biden's proposal. The commission's model of building huge spectacles with large audiences at great expense simply isn't necessary or conducive to good debates, the Biden campaign wrote. The debates should be conducted for the benefit of the American voters, watching on television and at home, not as entertainment for an in-person audience with raucous or disruptive partisans and donors, who consume valuable debate time with noisy spectacles of approval or jeering. As was the case with the original televised debates in 1960, a television studio with just the candidates and moderators is a better, more cost-effective way to proceed, focused solely on the interests of voters. Biden released a video Wednesday morning proposing two debates in June and September. "I've received and accepted an invitation from at CNN for a debate on June 27th, Biden posted on X. "Over to you, Donald. As you said, anywhere, anytime, any place." CNN, with sinking ratings, is known to push hoaxes, according to Breitbart News's John Nolte's list. Former White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, a longtime trusted ally of Biden, will help Biden with debate prep, he told the New York Times on Wednesday. Klain previously told MSNBC's Jen Psaki, Biden's former White House press secretary, that rules are going to have to be enforced ahead of any debate between Biden and Trump. "I think what we have to see is something different than we saw in 2016 and 2020, where the debate commission lost control of the debates. Trump didn't follow the rules at all, he talked over his opponents. There wasn't a fair division of time, it was more a spectacle than a debate," Klain claimed. "That's always going to be true with Donald Trump on the stage." Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.